Now, hopefully I'm joined on the line by Nish Patel, who is from the Shenfield Wine Company. Are you there?
I am, yes.
There, you're not nervous now, are you?
No.
No swearing online. No swearing on live radio. Now, we're giving you a call because you've got the Summer Jazz on the Street Festival taking place in Shenfield. So I just want you to tell everybody what they can expect, whereabouts it's actually going to be, and, what's going on?
Right, yeah, we've got a number of businesses that are supporting it, and it's going to be in the Broadway in Shenfield, which is the bottom end of the station.
Mm-hmm.
And we have Hepburn's the Butcher is going to be doing a rather special barbecue.
Mm.
And we have his neighbour, the Lot,
yep,
who are going to be doing a special paella dish they're going to be serving up. And we also have a 5-piece jazz band that's going to be playing on the street.
Yep.
And we also have a trio of ladies who are also going to be singing for us.
Oh, excellent, excellent.
And we also have a Pimm's tent and strawberries and cream.
Yes, I saw that on the list.
And we also have a few children's entertainers who are going to be turning up for us.
And that's on Sunday the 28th of June. What time does it kick off? What time is it finishing?
It's going to start at 12 o'clock.
Yep.
And it will be hopefully wrapping up at 4.
Yeah,
and hopefully we're going to have some good weather.
Well, yeah, it should be actually. It should be okay on Sunday because I've done the weather forecast.
Oh, good.
So it will be all right. What about parking? Is it easy for parking around
there?
Yeah,
free parking in Shenfield.
Yep.
On the street, and we also have the car park, which on the weekend on Sundays will be free.
Yep.
So, and there's also lots of single yellow lines, which there are very little restrictions on Sundays.
Lovely. So you've got live music, strawberries and cream, a paella and prosecco, handmade hot dogs, entertainers, Pimm's tent, craft beers as well. It'd be great for all the family. It's on Sunday the 28th of June and parking's not a problem either.
No.
And Nish, just tell us about Shenfield Wine Company. How long have you guys been there?
Right, the Shenfield Wine Company was established 8 years ago.
Yep.
And we're an independent wine merchant, family run. And we pretty much stock everything you can't find anywhere else.
Oh. Now, I quite like I can never pronounce it. You can help me, actually, because it's one of my favourite wines, and I always say it wrong. It's called, I think it's Gewürztraminer.
Gewürztraminer.
Oh, is that Gewürztraminer?
Yes, and it's not always sweet. A lot of people assume it's going to be sweet.
Mm.
You can get dry and sweet.
Yeah.
And if you like that, you'll probably also like Viognier.
Yes, I do like Viognier.
And Riesling.
Yes. Yes, I do.
There you go.
So you know me. What is the, what wines are coming up at the moment? Because I do like my wines. Wine is a new sort of, the kind of, you get these wines that kind of sort of burst forward. Like, I think it was a Cloudy Bay that was several years ago. Everyone went mad for probably about 10 years ago. And everyone bought the whole stock of it. So is there any particular wines that are coming up at the moment that are particularly good?
Yes, well, this summer, mm-hmm, I think we expect a wine called William Chase Rosé.
Yep.
Which is produced in Provence.
Yep.
But it's owned by a British company.
Right.
It's a company that was, it's a farmer, William Chase, who originally started out making crisps.
Oh,
now,
right.
I don't know if you remember Tyrrell's crisps, they're still going.
Yep.
And that was highly successful. Off the back of that, he thought he worked out that obviously from potatoes, what else can you do? You can make vodka.
Oh.
And from vodka, they made gin.
Yep.
And with the success of that, they decided to go into wine.
Hmm.
And it's fantastic.
Ooh.
It's, you know, a British company doing really well. It's selling, we can't keep enough stock of it.
Yeah.
So that's doing very well.
Yep.
And also, English wine is on the up.
Yep.
As you've probably read a lot about that. And, you know, things like Night Timber, Chapel Down, and of course, our own very own Newhall wines.
Ooh.
From Essex.
Lovely.
Don't support local produce.
I'm writing this down. You do realise this as you're saying this. It's still on a bit of paper. How professional. I'm meant to be doing an interview. I'm just going, right, okay, that's all my wine sorted out for the summer. But it's strange with, because rosé years ago, people wouldn't have touched rosé. I mean, it's turned around so much from what people just, they just wouldn't, you would, if you turned up to a party with a bottle of rosé, it'd be like, oh dear.
That's right. Well, a lot of people expect, you know, a lot of rosé to be sweet,
mm,
darkening it and what have. A proper bottle of rosé is a proper bottle of wine,
mm,
you know, with a proper price attached to it, to be fair.
Yeah.
You can pay anything from £10 to £20 for a bottle of rosé.
Mm.
And it is very, very good. If it's well made, well, yeah, produced,
mm,
it is popular, especially, hopefully, if we now have a few weeks of warm weather. It's not been that great, has it, this summer so far?
But it is going to get. It's going to be nice today. It's going to be 25 degrees. It should be later on today. And then it will be very nice over the weekend. So you should be fine with your jazz festival.
I hope so, yeah. So there was talk it may rain, but we've got to order 25 kilos of strawberries, which Calcott Farm are going to be supplying for us.
Yep.
And so we're hoping the weather holds.
Now, what's the good, just while you're there, what is the good wine to have with strawberries?
With strawberries? Ooh, well, I would probably say, I mean, strawberries are quite sweet.
Yep.
So you probably don't want something too sweet, otherwise it all becomes very sweet.
Yeah.
So probably a Provence Rosé.
Yep.
Will be perfect because it's quite dry, but rather fruity.
Lovely. Wish you leave. I like that. That sounds like my personality.
well, of course, you could have what's very popular at the moment is Prosecco.
Yes.
Would go with that as well.
Yeah. And you got that with the paella on Sunday.
Yes.
Lovely. Well, it's been great to speak to you, Nish. Hopefully I'll pop down to see the Shenfield Wine Company. I hope it all goes well for you on Sunday.
Thank you very
Have
much.
A fantastic day.
Down.
I will do. And don't be nervous about coming on the radio anymore.
Well, thank you for having me.
You're welcome. Take care, then. Thanks
you.
A lot. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. That was Nish Patel. He is from the Shenfield Wine Company. And as you heard there, if you want to get your wines, it's 01277204899. And you've got the Jazz Festival taking place on Sunday.
Phoenix FM.